Let's speak to Stefan Lombard. He has the social rundown. Good morning, Stefan. How are you this morning?
Greetings. All good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. It's January 20. In fact, Trump Day is just too nice. I mean, let's just say, like, maybe, I don't know, Freedom Day?
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
There we go. Cheeto Day.
That's what I want to talk about. Is the witch really dead, right? So if we look at the social media context, I understand people who dismiss this as just some ancillary thing that, you know, gets attention. But it doesn't work like that anymore. Social media is incredibly important to how information is spread on this planet, and that informs right perspectives, opinions, and whatever.
I mean, that's why he got that's why he got banned, right? Because his voice matters. A whole person.
Yes. So, you know, he was only in office for 4 years, but he does leave behind a legacy of mass manipulation through his own actions, but also, you know, through the actions of others. So, like a high school debate, I'm going to quote from Wikipedia. The first line on Trump's Twitter Wikipedia page is, "The Russian government interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election through social media with the goals of harming the campaign of Hillary Clinton, boosting the candidacy of Donald Trump, and increasing political and social discord in the United States. According to U.S. intelligence agencies, the operation named Project Lakhta was ordered directly by the Russian President Vladimir Putin." This is incredibly bizarre thing to say out loud. And it is a fact. And here we are living in this very world. He might have won regardless, right? But the point is, the so-called greatest nation on earth was basically derailed by a campaign from a second-tier country, quite frankly. So if you look at the legacy that, you know, Trump specifically leaves with regards to social media, it really, his use picked up in 2015, 2014, around about there, when the so-called birther conspiracy was very popular. This notion that Barack Obama was not born in the United States.
Yeah.
At the time he was suspended, Trump had 88.7 million followers on Twitter only. His most prolific day of tweeting was the 5th of June 2020, when the busiest man on the planet somehow had time for over 200 tweets. it was because of him that in early 2020, Twitter and other platforms started adding fact-checking labels or notices saying this information is disputed. And that was their way of showing accountability. But because facts have somehow become a partisan issue, I don't know whether that necessarily means all that much. If you look at a little bit of a local perspective, in 2018, Trump tweeted that he'd asked his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to, quote, closely study the South Africa land and farm seizures and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. That was only, you know, 2.5 years ago. That was because of a segment on the Tucker Carlson Show, which is a segment of show on Fox News, the most watched cable news show. So it's like 4 million people watch it on any given day, hugely influential. And in fact, there's an interesting court case regarding the president blocking people on Twitter. A court found that this is in fact a constitutional violation because that suppresses your First Amendment rights, which is around freedom of speech. And that case has been appealed and is going to go to the Supreme Court. So when we talk about these places being private businesses, not necessarily, because public discourse happens on them.
Alrighty. I still think what's the word I'm looking for? That appeal has got fairness in terms of a private company's space. It's not necessarily where freedom of speech is challenged, but as a public official, he may not stop a public member, certainly as a president, from speaking to them. We have those concerns right here in South Africa. We have many politicians who block people on their social media networks and have all kinds of aspirations to govern those very people that they block. And it becomes, I suppose, incongruent with the mission of democracy.